Madam President, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. On behalf of the Explosive Ordnance Risk Education Advisory Group, a global independent coalition of 17 entities, we thank you for the opportunity to address the 12th meeting of state parties. We urge this assembly to focus on the role of risk education in protecting communities from the harm caused by cluster munitions. Risk education and humanitarian disarmament share the fundamental goal of protecting civilians by reducing risks associated with explosive ordnance. The Convention on Cluster Munitions, like other humanitarian disarmament treaties, and like the UEPA political declaration signed by 86 countries, includes provisions for risk education that are instrumental in protecting civilians. Since the convention's entry into force, and since the launch of the UEPA declaration in 2022. Moreover, the convention serves as a vehicle for promoting international humanitarian law and fostering cross-sectoral linkages with human rights, peace, and development, connections that are even more evident in risk education. Recent events underscored the urgent need for sustained risk education efforts. The new use of cluster munitions coupled with casualties recorded in 9 countries highlight the enduring impact of these weapons. The Cluster Munitions Monitor 2024 report reveals that 93% of global casualties from cluster munitions in 2023 were civilians, with children accounting nearly half of all people killed and injured by cluster munitions remnants. Cluster munitions cause unacceptable humanitarian harm, and attacks also have direct and devastating impacts on civilian objects, including schools and hospitals. Despite commitments to the convention, the stigma surrounding cluster munition use seems to be weakening. Implementation faces challenges in some states' parties due to resource constraints, difficult terrain, increased conflicts, and new contamination from other explosive ordnance. To achieve the risk education commitments outlined in the Lausanne Action Plan and address the rights and protection needs of affected communities, the EORE Advisory Group encourages state parties to take the practical steps outlined in the working paper on EORE in the CCEM submitted and presented earlier by Article 4 coordinators. Namely, appoint a coordinator for risk education within the coordination committee, mirroring existing thematic coordinators for other key convention obligations. Separate risk education from clearance, two distinct mine action pillars, in the agenda of formal and informal convention meetings to enable more substantive discussions. Increase sustainable and earmarked funding for risk education initiatives, recognizing its role as a key frontline mine action activity and its importance in supporting global agendas. The EORE Advisory Group also urges this assembly to reaffirm the fundamental humanitarian goals underpinning the convention and reignite the momentum in support of its full implementation, including risk education commitments. In conclusion, as we gather under the banner of the Convention on Cluster Munitions, let us renew our commitment to risk education. By strengthening its place in the Convention's machinery and investing sustained efforts, we can advance the goals set forth in the Lausanne Action Plan. The EORE Advisory Group stands ready to support the incoming presidency, states parties, and observer states to strengthen the protection of civilians from these weapons through effective, targeted, tailored, and integrated risk education. Thank you.